Okay.
Yeah, it's one of those games where you're like feeling the puck right off the bat, some good bounces. The line was really moving zone or cycling, getting pucks to the net, winning second battles, and from there you just start feeling the puck early on. And that's how you want to start a game. So, I mean, there's other massive accomplishment happening tonight, but you know, it was a good start.
You had a role in that massive accomplishment. What did you see on that play?
I saw Stammer get it, and I was trying to get open for him a little bit, and then I didn't see Colsey at first come down, so I was going to give him a little support, and I saw him go east-west to Colsey, and I just put my stick out in front, put it on the ice, and Colsey made a great pass, and from there, I was like, oh my God, that's a thousand. So it was an amazing moment just to see the pure emotion in his face and how happy he is, and accomplish, be on the ice and be a part of that. An accomplishment like that is unbelievable. So, yeah, just so happy for Stammer.
Kind of night where, you know, the offense is kind of legitimate and well done offensively.
Yeah, I think we were really good at not turning pucks over. You know, we were going north all night. And when we do that and we have our legs and we got some speed, we can make plays coming in through the zone. Driving pucks low, putting up to the D, keep getting the second rebounds. Then when we do turn it over, I thought we had a really good track and stick lift and quick ups. You know, D were gapping up, creating turnovers, and then we were quick up and going at them again. So I thought it was a really good effort by us tonight.
I know you haven't been here as long as some of the other guys, but you know Steve and you've been around him long enough to know, what did it mean for the group to see him accomplish this?
I mean, 1,000 points with the same organization. It's unbelievable. As soon as I got to this team, he's one of the first guys that reached out to me. His wife reached out to my fiance. I get here. Just an unbelievable guy, head to toe. Every day he comes in a great attitude. There's no ego in him. He treats everyone the exact same. He gives it out and he can take it as well. And that's one of the best things. You know, I'm a big joke guy, so I can go at him a little bit and I know he's going to give it back to me. So he's just an unbelievable guy on and off the ice. And like I said, I couldn't be more happy for him.
You had some pretty good hands there scooping up that puck. You know, I mean, are you proud of that as much as you are, you know?
Yeah, I just knew as soon as it went in, I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like looking for him. And then I'm like, I got to grab the puck. I got to make sure they don't shoot the puck down. I got to make sure it's the right puck. So, yeah, it was a lot of emotion. And seeing everyone come over, like I said, his face said it all. It was unbelievable.
Nick, I'm making an assumption here, but Stamkos is superstitious. So did everyone in the locker room, like, know? But was it being talked about? Or, like...
Yeah, we were making some jokes about it. I know I was making a couple with him and a couple guys. And I mean, I think if you watch the game, you know he wanted it. You know, he had some great opportunities early on, missing by a couple inches. And yeah, and then it goes in for that play there. And yeah, it was just, superstitions weren't really too much. You know, it was we were joking around about it, so it was pretty good.
That second period seemed like it might have been as good a period as you guys played all season long. I mean, what was working there that made it that dominant?
I just think we're moving our feet and really tracking pucks. You know, we went in the zone, and if we turned it over, we were really quick to get up, get on them, force them to make a play. And then our D were really good with our gaps. And then we just quicked up, went right back at them. They were tired. Cycles, pucks to net, winning battles. And we just kept the pedal to the metal. You know, all lines were going, and we just kept feeding off each other.
Did you feel that at that point that you guys were kind of taking over the game? I mean, just like you mentioned, the dominant zone time.
Yeah, you just feel that momentum. And you're like, all right, we're going. We got to take advantage of this while we have it right now. Because, you know, the game's of up and downs, and you got to make sure you capitalize when you're up. And you bend, don't break when they're going there, when there are chances. So, yeah, second period, we were just moving our feet, creating turnovers. Really hard in the puck, and good things were happening.
Nice straight game that you guys scored a goal on the power play. I mean, do you feel that maybe, especially on the second one?
Thank you.